The Paper Battles, Veterans Struggle for Recognition. Welcome to Voices of Revolution, a podcast commemorating the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution through the stories of those who lived it in what would become Nelson County, Virginia. Today, we begin our journey not on the battlefields of Lexington or Yorktown, but in the twilight years of our revolutionary heroes. Long after the gun smoke cleared, these aging veterans faced another battle, one fought with quill pens and testimonials as they struggled to prove their service and secure the pensions they desperately needed. Through their pension applications, we gain a window into both their wartime sacrifices and their post-war challenges, revealing a more complex and human side of the revolution than we typically encounter in history books. Join us as we explore the paper trails left behind by the ordinary people who accomplished the extraordinary.
What if I told you that Revolutionary War veterans had to list every fork and dish they own just to prove they deserved a pension? These fascinating pension files of soldiers from the part of Amherst County that became Nelson County in 1807 tell an incredible story about the struggle veterans faced long after the war ended.
That's quite different from how we usually think about Revolutionary War heroes. What exactly were these veterans trying to prove?
Well, imagine you're an elderly veteran trying to convince the government you served, but all your discharge papers are lost and your memory isn't what it used to be. Richard Hare had to admit in his testimony that, by reason of old age and the consequent loss of memory, he couldn't even remember how long he served.
So how did they manage to prove their service without documentation?
They relied heavily on a fascinating network of community testimonials. Veterans would vouch for each other, and neighbors would confirm their stories. Like Bartlett Hawkins testifying for Benjamin Hawkins, it became this collective effort to preserve and verify history.
That's really interesting. So it was almost like crowdsourcing proof of service before the internet age.
Exactly. And you know what's particularly striking? The level of detail they had to provide about their poverty. William Allen had to list everything he owned: 180 acres of poor pineywood land, one horse, three sows with pigs, and even his few kitchen utensils, all worth just a few dollars.
So these veterans weren't just fighting for recognition. They were fighting for survival?
Precisely. And here's something unexpected. We even have records from French soldiers applying for American pensions, like Charles Duzois, who served with Count Rochambeau. There was also a regimental surgeon, Dr. Samuel Gay, whose son had to pursue the land bounty claim years later.
Oh, wow. So these pension issues could span generations. What kinds of war experiences did they describe?
They mentioned major battles like Monmouth and Yorktown, but also less glamorous duties like guarding British prisoners at Albemarle Barracks. Some, like Edmund Davis and Archelaus Mitchell, were prisoners of war themselves.
That must have added another layer of complexity to their claims.
You know what's fascinating? The way service patterns varied. Take George Purvis. He served 4 volunteer tours and was drafted 4 times, 3 months each. It wasn't the straightforward enlistment we might imagine.
It sounds like these documents reveal a much messier reality of Revolutionary War service than we typically hear about.
Absolutely right. And some cases were particularly complex, like Humphrey Beckett, who got a pension, lost it for having too much property, then had to reapply under a new act in 1832. It shows how these veterans had to navigate constantly changing rules and requirements.
That's quite a bureaucratic maze they had to deal with.
And here's what really gets me. These were elderly men who fought for independence, now having to prove their worth to the very nation they helped create. Some, like Albion Gordon, were dealing with disabilities. He had become blind and was seeking a land bounty.
It's striking how these veteran care and recognition issues haven't changed much in 200 years.
That's exactly right. And these documents show how the impact of war rippled through families and across generations. Widows had to navigate this complex system while dealing with the loss of their husbands, often relying on community memory to prove their claims.
Do you think there are lessons we can learn from these historical cases?
Well, They certainly remind us that the costs of war extend far beyond the battlefield. These pension files show us how veterans have always struggled with bureaucracy, proving their service and getting the support they need. In many ways, it's a story that's still playing out today.
So these aren't just historical documents. They mirror our current challenges with veteran care.
Exactly. And they show us something else, too. How communities came together to support their veterans through testimonials and shared memories. It wasn't just about individual claims. It was about collective responsibility and recognition.
That's a powerful reminder of how important community support is, even today.
And you know what? These pension files might seem like dry bureaucratic documents, but they're really stories about people fighting for dignity and recognition. They remind us that the American Revolution didn't end with the war. In many ways, the struggle for its promises continues to this day.
Thank you for joining us. Future podcasts will delve deeper into the pension files and other documents to tell the stories of the soldiers and people of Nelson County during and after the Revolutionary War in recognition of the 250th anniversary of our independence. Sources for this podcast included the Southern Campaign's Revolutionary War Pension Statements, as transcribed at revoirapps.org. 11 Labs AI, studio assisted in the generation of this podcast.